AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Presidential politics heats up this hour. Another Republican is squeezing into the race for the White House, and Hillary Clinton will lay out her vision for the economy. We'll start with the newest Republican in the race.
I'm running for president to fight and win for the American people.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker built a national reputation on his fights with labor unions. Our Jerry Bodlander's got more.
While some recent entrants to the GOP presidential race may have a tough time qualifying for the first Republican debate in 3 weeks, Scott Walker doesn't have that problem. The two-term governor of Wisconsin is consistently polling in the top tier of candidates, though the margin of his lead in Iowa has slipped as more candidates enter the race.
Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is outlining her economic agenda at a speech in New York this hour. Our Diane Kepley on what she's expected to say.
Finding a way to boost middle-class wages is said to be at the heart of Clinton's agenda. This speech at the New School in New York City is expected to point to stagnant paychecks as a central challenge facing the economy. She is expected to lay the groundwork for her economic plan by emphasizing the need for real incomes to grow alongside corporate profits.
Stocks are opening higher after Greece announced it has a deal with its creditors on a new loan package. The Greek parliament must still vote on this. The Dow is up at the moment 183 points. European and Asian markets also rose today. Where do you get your financial retirement advice? President Obama is asking the Labor Department to crack down on financial advisors who may have conflicts of interest when it comes to telling you how to save. He is hosting a conference on aging at the White House today. He says a lifetime of hard work should be rewarded with a secure and dignified retirement. This is AP Radio News. You don't see this often. A small plane ran into trouble and had to make an emergency landing on a New Jersey highway yesterday. Here's our Julie Walker.
No one aboard the single-engine plane or on the ground was injured when the plane safely touched down on Route 72 in Stafford Township. It landed near a home improvement store and caused some traffic delays in the area, though no major issues were reported. Route 72 leads to and from the Jersey Shore. Authorities said the plane apparently lost power shortly after taking off from a nearby small airport. Besides the pilot, three skydiving students and an instructor were aboard the plane. I'm Julie Walker.
A Southwest Airlines jet veered off the taxiway after landing at an airport in Richmond this morning. The plane was moving to the gate when it ran off the taxiway and went into the grass. Nobody was hurt, fortunately. The plane had taken off from Orlando. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.